We're up to the first leg of the Quaddie, which is race number 7, and we've got one of the shortest price favourites of the day. Punters will be hoping See What I See keeps the picket fence going and makes it a pretty trim start to the Quaddie. And Dan O'Brien would be thinking the same, or hoping the same anyway. It's great to catch up with Danny. How are you, Danny?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very well, mate. Very well. Gee, she's had a great campaign, hasn't she? You can't do any more than put four on end, and she looks like she's got such a lot of upside. You've placed her to perfection. Is she holding form, or still continuing to develop?
Look, I think she is. When a horse is this early in their career, they're entitled to keep improving, just with the experience and the seasoning of going to the races. And she's had 3 weeks between runs and been really good since then. Her work's been excellent. And got no hesitation sending her back to the races again on Saturday.
Danny, Nick Foot here. Thanks for joining us. What sort of level do you see her getting to? Is she a potential Cups horse?
Oh, look, I think in the spring, as long as she continues to please us, there's plenty of options for her against the mares. There's really good layout of mares group races in Melbourne over the spring from a mile to 2,000. So, if we're to aim up in the spring, I'd say that's where we'd be looking.
You've got the genius in the race as well. Obviously, See What I See is the one that we're all going to be cheering home. But what can you give any push for it first up? What are you expecting?
Look, he's probably better suited at the mile and a half, particularly now that he's up in grade a bit. But he's in good shape. He just had a little freshen after a good summer preparation. Just hoping he can do enough first up there at the 2,000, then he'd be second up at 2,400.
I just got an SMS from a listener saying, I should have asked you, See What I See has been a horse that can really take a nice position. Where do you envisage her being in the run tomorrow?
Looks like she's drawn to get a nice run again. She's got better out of the gates and held a prominent position the other day at Flemington. So, we like to think that she's in the first four or five.
You got Far Flung going around in the last as well. Danny, where do you envisage Far Flung to get to in the run? And looks pretty well placed here third up.
Yeah, he's come back at a higher grade than what he competed at in the spring when he was very good. And he's a very gross horse. Like, he's probably as big a grosser horse as I've had in a long time. And he does need the racing to get to his peak. He's loomed at first and second up and then just has been a bit soft his last 100. So I'm hoping third up that he's got that bit of extra fitness. Drawn out a bit, but it does look a race where there's a few get-backers. So ideally, again, he wouldn't be too far off them.
And earlier in the day, you've got Macarena, who's second up. If she could find the form when she was not far behind Wishlaw Lass, she'd be a good hope in this grade. How is she going from that first up run?
She's improved out of it, and she really appreciated getting her toe in the ground on Saturday. We're going to have a soft five, hopefully with a bit of cut, and she really appreciates it. I think she actually won at this meeting last year, so might just need one more, but certainly looking for an improved showing.
Danny, I've been copping a bit of flack all morning here around my other job, which is as an umpire. Now, I know your racing manager, Jack Howard, he's the best VFL field umpire at the moment.
Is he really?
That's right. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into Jack? I'm just doing my due diligence before he sort of steps up to the senior panel.
No, he's an outstanding young man, Jack. And yes, he's a very promising umpire. He's right on the cusp of joining the senior list of the AFL. And he's very good at what he does for us. So I'm sure he'll end up being a senior umpire in the not-too-distant future.
Does he just run laps all day at track work? Because footy runs backwards into the studio.
That was far too serious for me. I wanted some real dirt. And you went full press conference there, Danny, and played it very straight bat.
No, it's hard to find dirt on him. He's a very hard worker and he trains hard. And, he's a real asset to us.
Hey, Mark Hunter was in here before and he said, I think I've got a good thing over in Adelaide. I don't know how they'll beat Miss Aria in the Nitschke. Are you confident about Miss Aria over there?
Look, she's a very progressive filly. She's very well bred. She's a Zoo Star filly out of a Group 1 winning Reduce Choice mare, Benaria. And she's been a slow burner. Her mother was a 4 and 5 year old before she got to the top level. But I thought her run the other day was excellent. Her win first up was excellent. 1400 looks a good set up for a third up, and it does look a race that she's going to be very hard to beat in.
Have you got a Friday winner for us?
We've got a very nice filly running at Cranbourne tonight called Sun Gift. Zavabil filly of Waikato Studs. She's out of a half sister to Efficient, so she's got a nice staying pedigree and It's her third race start today at the 2000, and yeah, it looks a nice race for her.
All right, that's good for the punters tonight. Race one, number eight, $2.10. We've had a listener just text in say, I hear Danny had a handy two-year-old that trialled well this morning.
We've had a couple trial. Probably the best of them is a horse called Lario that's actually been to the races once back earlier in the year. He's a good style of colt that we're hoping can have a good winter. He's a 1,400 to a mile two-year-old, and there's quite a good progression of those races in Melbourne at Flemington over the winter.
Just another one, an SMS has come through. Danny, you're down to be a guest at the Woolsorp Hotel on the Monday with Cole and Janice McKenna. Are you heading down there on that Monday?
Yes, we are. No, very much looking forward to it. We went to Cole and Janice's pub last year, and it's been very well done. And this year, we're at the lunch on the Monday, and hopefully can stay down there and try and win a race down there this year as well.
That'll be great fun. Look forward to seeing you down there. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Danny O'Brien down there. Well,